You're listening to SBS News.
Schoolgirl Millie Gardner is an energetic 12-year-old and needs little encouragement to get out and exercise.
Personally, I like doing like netball, and I liked soccer, and I like running and like going outside, like outdoor activities.
It's a trait mother Michelle likes to foster in Millie and younger sister Stella.
I think it's really important for the kids or the girls to stay active. I think today it's very easy for them to sort of do that automatic default to screens or to want to watch TV. I try and stay as active as I can. I train every day, and I hope the girls sort of see that as something to, you know, learn from. But I think it just keeps them healthy. It keeps them focused on a healthy lifestyle.
And it brings important long-term benefits beyond just physical fitness, because it's also helping the brain, according to a groundbreaking new study by the National Centre for Healthy Ageing. Associate Professor Michelle Calisaya from the centre says the origins of the study date back to the participants' childhood, more than 35 years ago.
We measured them on a whole range of physical tests, like the 1.6-kilometre run and long jump push-ups, and also measured their abdominal obesity.
The study followed the path of more than 1,200 children from 1985. They were then tested between 2017 and 2019 at the age of 39 to 50. And those fitter in their youth were found in middle age to have speedier information processing abilities, a greater attention span, and better overall cognitive function. Trainer Campbell Marshall specialises in teaching children about exercise and sees firsthand the benefits of instilling good fitness habits at an early age.
With kids that I start with, first session, they can be really timid and really shy and not want to do very much, and everything's a bit too hard. And then get later down the line in a couple of weeks or months or whatever it is, and they're really excited to be there.
Associate Professor Calisaya says researchers hope to continue the longitudinal study of participants into old age to determine what links there might be between good fitness and the prevention of degenerative brain diseases like dementia.
We also know that physical activity has a really indirect impact on the brain, so it can improve the blood flow to the brain, it can create new neurons and new blood vessels.
The quest to build a better brain in later life, all starting in the playgrounds of childhood. Gareth Borum, SBS News.